free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Short Take. Alexandra Brodsky is a writer-director based in London. She's directed two episodes of Julie Cooper's Rivals. The series earned the International Emmy for Best Drama, two BAFTAs and four BAFTA nominations. Alex also directed the final four episodes of the BAFTA-nominated eight-part drama Somewhere Boy. It won the Audience Award at Series Mania 2022. In 2018, Alex was selected as one of eight directors for the Lazare Talent Village with an early iteration of her short film Joy, which she further developed with the support of Danish director Thomas Vinterberg. She is currently developing her debut feature. The project was selected for the Torino Script Lab in 2023. She has just finished post-production as lead director on Richard Gadd's upcoming series Half Men. Besides garnering accolades and awards for her work in TV and film, Alex also does commercials and music promos. Her work in this space has won a Royal Television Society Award, two Kodak Nahemi Awards, and a nomination for a British Arrow. We talked to her via video call for this interview. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast, Short Take, is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood, ideally, in three words?
Excited, grateful, restless.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I think being with friends and family. And I would say I really love walking, especially at night through big cities.
Do you have a secret obsession that you're willing to share?
I think I, in general, have quite an obsessive personality when I get into things, so it changes all the time. At the moment, I'm very obsessed with yoga, which is not very secret, I guess. A few months ago, I was very obsessed with finding the perfect tomatoes in London. So,
Okay. What is the favorite job you've done? And obviously, it can be film or TV related, but it doesn't have to be.
I genuinely love all the jobs I did so far. I think the current show I'm working on, Half Men, has a very special place in my heart because I just loved Richard's script. It really blew me away. Mm-hmm. And it's also my first time being a lead director because I did the first three episodes. So I feel I had the chance to contribute creatively a lot. So if I have to name something, it's that.
Okay. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I think all the good things, loyalty, integrity, generosity, humor. But I think that's what I in general like in people and in friendships. On top of that, for me, it's really important that there's like genuine love and care for each other and that you celebrate each other and are there for each other in difficult times.
Mm-hmm. Now we're pivoting a little bit. Your favorite food, and it can be a specific dish or a cuisine.
I don't think it counts as a dish and it's very basic, but I think it's cucumbers and tomatoes, especially.
Oh, wow.
Especially from countries where they actually belong to, so they actually taste amazing.
True. Very true. If you weren't a director, what would you be?
I think I could be many things. I think a journalist or a lawyer or politician, or I think anyone with the power to create and to change things. Mm-hmm. And I think we often discuss wanting power as a bad thing, but I think it's really great and I wish more people I liked had power. So I think something like that.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
To speed up and slow down time.
Wow, that's a first. We have a lot of, obviously, flying, invisibility. Also interesting, a lot of people want like musical talent, like playing an instrument or singing or something. But slowing down or speeding up time, that's a first. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also something that you watched that moved you or impressed you?
Can I say two?
Yes.
I think like one of my first memories, which really made me want to do film, is watching The Lord of the Rings in the cinema and just this immersive experience of being so truthfully immersed in another world.
Yeah.
I think that's the first one. And the second one is a more personal memory, because my mother always used to videotape episodes of The Nanny during the week. And then each Friday night, we would all come together and watch all five episodes from the week on the couch and have dinner. And it's just like a very cozy, connective memory for me. And I think that's also something I appreciate about film or TV too, is kind of contributing to those kind of memories.
Mm-hmm. What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
I'm currently reading Salman Rushdie's Satanic Verses. And I just went to an evening at the South Bank with him. And I just think he's such an impressive person.
Yeah.
I really admire him. Maybe he's my new obsession after Yoga and Tomatoes.
I see. Yeah, I'm waiting to get his new book. I'm going to get that sort of for my Christmas reading list. He did a podcast with an American podcaster, Sam Fragoso. Talk Easy is the podcast. That's a really good interview.
I haven't listened to it. Oh, great.
I think what's always so interesting for me is that I forget how funny he is actually in person.
He's so funny and humble, and obviously a lot of tragic things happen to him, but he's such like a strong, humble, like funny character and very self-deprecating. And yeah, I think he's incredible.
Talking about books, do you have a favorite hero or heroine? And that doesn't necessarily mean they have to be heroic per se from literature.
I'm not sure I have like a literary hero. I think there are a lot of complex, interesting characters in books. Like I love, there's a book called Heart of Dog by Bulgakov. The Sharik is this dog being turned into human. Mm-hmm. I really love. I love The Two Girls in Elena Ferrante's My Brilliant Friend. Yeah. I think in general, I care more for relationships than I care for one individual character. So maybe something like this. And I in general don't have that many heroes. I think for me, the writers would be more the heroes or more political writers. I read the book last year by Yelena Kostichenko, which is called I Love Russia, Reporting from a Lost Country, where it's a collection of essays and personal essays, but also reportages about Russia. And I just think she's such an impressive person to me, because she escaped an assassination attempt by Russia and is constantly continuing to do investigative journalism. So I think if I would use the word hero, for me, it's more people like that.
Now we're getting back to film questions. What is the next, possibly German, but not necessarily, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
I heard a lot about The Sound of Falling, so I really can't wait to watch that. Then I really like Natalia Sinyelnikova's We Might As Well Be Dead, which was her debut feature. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to see what she does next in her second feature. And I want to mention Half Men, my own show, because I just think as a very personal experience, it's really exciting to watch something you did with other people. So I'm just really curious and excited for that.
Are you still in post-production or? Okay, so there's probably no fixed date yet.
Yeah, no date I could share yet.
Okay, all right. Staying with recommendations, which, again, possibly German, but not necessarily, upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
I would want to recommend Rebecca Martin and Roy Immer.
Mm-hmm.
So Rebecca is a novelist and a screenwriter, and she's currently doing a feature film to put out on One Fire with Hila Hasler, which is going into production, I think, next year. And she's also developing a TV show, Dolce Emilia, with Petra Volpe, which sounds amazing to me. And Roy is a great cinematographer. He shot Nora Finkscheid's System Crasher and The Outrun. And I just think they're both extraordinarily talented and really great people. But I think on top of that, I just really like that they're part of a young, positive, inclusive, and creatively innovative group of German filmmakers with a very international mindset and appeal. So I think that's great.
Thanks for the recommendations. We're pivoting again. What do you like most about yourself?
I think my fearlessness and my belief that things will turn out well.
Mm-hmm. What do you dislike about yourself?
Lots of things, but let's say for now my restlessness.
Okay. And what is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
I genuinely don't really think like that. I don't know. I do so many stupid things. I don't really have time to regret them.
Fair enough. We'll take that. Which random thing makes you happy?
nerds. It just makes me so happy when people care about what they do. Like, I don't know, I love watching the chef on chef's table looking for the perfect mushroom for his dish. I like talking to sound engineers who are really into sound. I like, to be honest, any kind of thing which people are into, I just really enjoy.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
I'm not sure it's something that I always follow, but I do think the serenity prayer is a very helpful way of dealing with life, which is God, or I guess whoever you believe in, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds very philosophical, but if you break it down, it's just a very healthy advice for life, I think.
Very true. And we're at the last question. So going to be interesting what you say. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
Maybe Elizabeth Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Discovered, like, I think 10 years after everybody else, Handmaid's Tale. And now I love her. And I just think she has such a great mix of strength and vulnerability and groundedness in her performance. I'm not quite sure how these qualities would help her playing me sitting at my laptop in North London. But I'm sure they will. I'm sure so.
All right. And that was it. Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Free audio post-production. By Alphonic.com.